This is JIS News. Coming up, government takes steps to fast-track Keating report on children. NWSC says all in place for possible drought, and Port Maria Primary benefits from cleanup activities in time for new school term. The details after this message. Now the news. The government has taken steps to fast-track the implementation of outstanding recommendations of the 2003 Keating Report on Children. Retired civil servant Sadie Keating has been engaged to expedite the implementation of the outstanding proposals. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna says the recommendations of the Keating Report have been substantially implemented, but some proposals are yet to be brought on stream. She adds that Mrs. Keating's assignment underscores the government's commitment to its mandate to ensure the well-being of children in need of care and protection and to create an improved policy framework for the development of Jamaica's children. Mrs. Keating was chair of the committee mandated by former Prime Minister P.J. Patterson to conduct a review of all children's homes and places of safety in Jamaica. She will also assist with the review of the 1997 National Children Policy and the preparation of a new policy to reflect new and emerging issues in child rights, care, and protection. Corporate Public Relations Manager at the National Water Commission, Charles Buchanan, says the NWC has a well-established drought mitigation program in place as the country approaches the dry period. Mr. Buchanan says the program includes accessing additional water for treatment and distribution.
We implement measures aimed at maximizing the use of water from all of the existing sources that we have available to us. We also seek to put in place some measures to enable us to shift water from least affected systems to worst affected systems. We also try to reduce system losses and improvements to the distribution network. The overall drought mitigation program also is aimed at boosting our trucking capacity. So there is a well-established protocol.
The NWC will also be conducting public education programs to encourage citizens to conserve water. The dry spell usually lasts from January to March each year. The Independent Commission of Investigations, INDICOM, is reporting that 9 more persons lost their lives in 2012 as a result of incidents with the security forces in comparison to 2011. 219 persons lost their lives in 2012, while 210 persons were killed in the previous year. According to a release issued by INDICOM, the 219 deaths resulted from 182 incidents involving members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force and one involving the Jamaica Defense Force. Commissioner of INDICOM Terence Williams says for the last 15 years, there has been some 200 security force-related fatalities on average annually. And the Port Maria Primary School in Portland has benefited from cleanup activities and minor refurbishing work at a cost of over $400,000. The work was carried out on January 5 and was part of efforts by the National Youth Council of Jamaica and the Jamaica Union of Tertiary Students to make classrooms ready for the more than 100 students displaced during Hurricane Sandy.
Funding for the project cost around $400,000 to $500,000. Is supported fully by the Ministry of Education and to some degree the Ministry of Youth and Culture, the National Center for Youth Development. The students where they were staying, they were told that they have to relocate to their school. We're going with a delegation of 200 volunteers coming from the youth clubs, youth service, the cadet corps, and members of the community to do a full cleanup of the school.
President of the NYCJ, Ryan Small. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.